Welcome to the Mama Mindset Podcast. I am Katja Homic, and it's my mission to inspire women to learn about and practice science-based tools to approach their pregnancy, birth, motherhood, and life in general in a wise, empowered, holistic way. If you know a mom or an expecting mom who is struggling with her pregnancy or early motherhood, share this podcast with her. It may offer some insights, tips, and tools that will inspire her to work on her mental health and well-being. Let's begin. Hello, everyone. Well, it's really nice to be back. It's been a couple of weeks that I wasn't uploading any episodes. And instead, I was reflecting. I was making a list of tools, topics, protocols that I would like to highlight in these series of Mama Mindset Mastery. I myself am expecting a baby. I'm second time pregnant. And that means that a lot of things that I will be sharing here will be rooted in personal fears, concerns, doubts, reflections. So let's dive in. You know, being pregnant for the second time is both easier and more difficult. On one hand, well, no surprise here, I sort of know what to expect. On the other hand, this knowing creates unnecessary desire for some things to be the same and others different. The beauty of the first time, though, is that a mother is having a 100% beginner's mind. By the way, beginner's mind is a quality really celebrated in Eastern philosophy. And it is usually a sought-after state of mind for creativity and life in general. If during her pregnancy, a first-time mother manages to not attach herself to certain expectations, norms, or idealistic images from books, conversations, and childbirth courses, then her beginner's mind can become a great advantage. I'm 100% convinced in that. It brings forward curiosity and trust. And both of these qualities are incredible sources of courage, acceptance, spontaneity, and insight for intuition. When you're second time pregnant, to have beginner's mind is really difficult. Trust me, it's really hard. I keep hearing phrases like, well, second time is easier, or second time is really fast. Our second time is always different. And as much as I don't want them, these beliefs, these ideas to sink into my mind, forming a certain picture and expectation of how things should be and likely will be, they do sink in. They still stick with me. It's like looking at the sunset and trying to experiencing it as if you're seeing it for the first time ever. Seeing it without comparing it to the one you saw last weekend. Seeing it as a totally unique phenomena rather than an occurring process repeating itself for millions of years. Recognizing that even though the act of sunsetting is the same, endless amount of other things that constitute this experience are different. The temperature, humidity, wind, time of the year, angle, your state of mind and body, which is defined usually by thousands of things, what you ate for breakfast, what you do for during the day, all these things actually will make your watching the sunset different. When you approach life with beginner's mind, you're likely to drop judgments and expectations. And the act of sunsetting becomes a priceless moment, which you are blessed to witness, to be a part of. So regardless if you're a first-time mother or not, it's really important to familiarize yourself with what it feels like to look at life in general with the beginner's mind. It's impossible and usually unnecessary and unskillful to completely avoid information about what it's like to become a mother. Reading books, attending a birth preparation course, talk to other women, ask questions. Of course, it's important to do this. To educate yourself is really vital. But what is important is to try not to let this knowledge, this information, to become a barrier. To continue an analogy with a sunset, reading, talking, and studying sunset, it will form a certain idea of it, of what it's like. But it will be nothing comparing to experiencing it with your own eyes. Mindfulness practice helps with strengthening the muscle of dropping into beginner's mind. Every time you pay attention to, for example, your breath in a meditation practice, even though you understand the mechanics of taking a breath, you learn to be in awe at this process of keeping life flowing into you over and over again. The skill of seeing life as a beautiful act will shape your perception of childbirth, motherhood, and help you relate to it in a wiser, appreciative way. So my intention is prepare for birth and really keep consistent with my meditation practice. This is what I do, what I believe in the value of this truly. Formal practice means that I sit down and I pay attention to my body, being still. But there's also a lot of informal ways of training the same capacity of beginner's mind. When, for example, you do your exercises, your movement, when you go for a walk, when you drink a cup of tea, when you look at your partner, trying and seeing all of these as unique phenomena that you can be a part of, that you're lucky to be a part of. And with that, an invitation to look at mindfulness meditation as a tool to not only train your capacity for being calm, grounded, training your resilience, but also to train your capacity to drop into that beginner's mind of not knowing and seeing it as an advantage of everything you do and experience.